our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
And I'm Holly.
And together we are awesome.
I said that with a question mark, because sometimes I'm not sure.
You don't know that you're awesome.
Our audio levels are a lot louder today.
I know that I'm awesome, and I'm fairly certain that you're awesome.
I know that you're awesome, and I'm fairly certain that I'm not awesome. So we've got...
You just got... One of us has issues.
It's me. Yeah. It's definitely me.
So anyway, this is a... I had an idea for a thing that we wanted to do, so people would know us a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it's just we're going to ask each other questions from the internet.
Some would you rather questions.
Some would you rather. We'll start with those and see if they're cool for a while. And yeah. Then maybe we'll find some more in-depth
could
questions.
Do. There's the hypotheticals they do on whatever it is. I don't remember what it's called.
Okay, well, we'll find it.
Phoebe. They do the hypotheticals.
Okay.
I think it's like cards that you have. They're not like internet things.
Oh, yeah.
A book.
Okay.
Okay, let's do, so we're going to do would you rather things, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we have to give a reason
Yeah, so we have to get to sound it out.
Okay.
What's the first one?
Oh,
get it
started. Okay.
What are you just staring at me like I have any idea what we're doing
here. I don't
know,
there's a bunch on the internet.
Yeah, so, I thought we were doing yours first.
Okay, well, we can do that.
Okay,
we can
do let's do that.
So the first one that I noticed that I wrote down was, so one of the two questions is, would you rather be part of the human centipede?
Okay, what's the other one?
The other half is, would you rather brutally murder your whole family?
Human centipede. Well, really? I guess, okay, question. Do I get to choose which part of the human centipede?
No, you are the worst part of the human centipede.
I'm still going to go with human centipede.
Really?
Yeah.
I think in any question, if one of the choices is human centipede, you choose the
other
thing.
Option is brutally murder your whole family, and there's parts of my family I like enough to not want to murder them.
Mm. Well, I mean, I'm just not going to be part of the human
That's
centipede.
That's horrifying. I can't even... So I'm in danger now. If someone comes up to you for human centipede, then I'm going to die? Is that what's going to happen?
No, because they're not going to give me that option.
You're going to be like, brutally murder your whole family or you're dead.
Be like, sorry, my family lives far away.
I mean, you could choose the human centipede option and then just kill yourself. That would work. You wouldn't probably have to follow through. So, no, I don't understand why you would choose to brutally murder your entire family.
Because I'm not going to be part of human centipede. I am a selfish person.
You have to go murder your elderly nursing home grandma, and you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Actually, she's probably the easiest one to murder. She's a little senile right now, so that's probably the easiest one. Yeah. You have to murder your brother. He's going to put up a fight. He might kill you in the process.
Well, at least they wouldn't be part of the human centipede. I would probably lose. I'd be
fine being the front part of the human zombie.
All right, Shane. So if this happens and I come and murder you, just kill me first, and then everybody wins.
Everybody wins. I don't win because you're still dead.
Yeah, but
you might have murdered me first, though. If you're gonna brutally murder your whole family, please start with me, because I don't want to know that you did it to everyone else.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. What's the next one? You're brutally murdered. I'm human centipede.
So. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you remember, when I watched the Human Centipede movie, I laughed at it. Like, I didn't.
Yeah,
I wasn't, like, horrified. The second one, that's a completely different situation.
I wasn't happy with it.
Of course you weren't.
So the...
Because you're a baby. Babies don't
Speaking
like
of babies...
Oh, babies!
The second
no.
question involves babies.
Okay.
The question is...
Accidental segue, that's what we call that.
I know, it was. So this one is, would you rather... With your bare hands, murder one human baby or 100 puppies.
A baby, yeah, obviously.
Obviously a baby.
That's so
I was
easy.
Surprised.
Do you know
that
how
this was
easy it is to hate babies?
They cry a lot.
Puppies are so difficult to hate. They're adorable and they're fuzzy. Babies are shitty.
Yeah.
And they
well, I mean,
poop
puppies
everywhere.
Puppies poop everywhere, too.
Yeah, but when they cry, it's like a cute sound. It's like a nice, cute sound when a puppy cries. When a baby cries, it's the most horrific thing, and you just want to make it go away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, babies suck. Yeah. I'm going to murder
And it's
a baby.
Only one.
Yeah, no one's going to notice. That one lady, remember, like, that news story with that lady who killed her 7 babies when they came out of her? Well, no, one of them was dead. The other 6 she killed. Nobody even noticed. Nobody's going to notice if you kill a baby. If you have to murder a baby.
I mean, if it's, like, somebody's baby that
like,
was, like...
In, like, a hospital, sure. But you can, right. I mean, you can negotiate this with, like, a homeless lady's baby, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
I mean, I don't know who's going to ask you to
do
these.
Do you think it'd be closer if it were 1 baby or 10 puppies? 100 puppies sounds like a lot of work.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like 1
baby or
5 puppies.
Because
you can just put a bunch of puppies in a bag and throw them in the river.
That's true. You can just drown them.
But, I mean, you can do that with a baby, too.
No, but you have to... It said brutally murder, though.
Yeah,
you
have to strangle them or whatever.
Strangle them.
Honestly, in this case, I would... And if it was 10 puppies, I'd rather do that just because you might go to jail for killing 1 baby.
Yeah. You might go to jail for killing 10 puppies, too, but not as long as you go to jail for killing 1 baby.
Just like the
yeah,
repercussions.
If it's 10 puppies, I might go with puppies. Yeah. It's still close for me, though.
Yeah, just because for threat of life in prison.
Yeah. Like, they get real mad when you kill puppies. Mm. Like, people still don't like that, and they'll put you in prison, but it's never going to be a
it's
life sentence.
It's going to be for like 3 months.
Yeah, it's never ever going to be a life sentence. Like, maybe 2 years. Maybe I come out when I'm 27 and I'm no worse for the wear. Still get a life to live. I'm just known as the puppy killer, and that's okay because then no one ever comes near me and I don't have to talk to people.
That's
anymore.
True. So the next one is a lot more innocuous.
Okay.
It's, would you rather have a rewind button for your life or a pause button for your life?
Oh. Oh.
Let's think of all the things that we can do. With a pause button, that is free money forever. All you need to do is go into a bank, wait till somebody opens up one of the drawers.
That's not free money. That's still stealing.
No, it's not. It is. I mean, it is, but it's free money.
I think I would go with a pause button, not so much for the free money aspect, but for the just having more time to do stuff aspect. Mm-hmm. Like...
You can have a nap.
So is it that you're pausing your life, too? So just... Or are you pausing everything
you're
around
pausing
you?
You're pausing everything else, you. Everything else.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's exactly what I want.
But a rewind button would be cool. Because then you can go back to, like, 1993 and then buy a bunch of magic cards.
You're so single-minded. No, there's no way I wouldn't want a rewind button because I, as much as I'm dissatisfied with the direction my life has gone since school has happened, I'd probably mess it up even worse if I tried again. One of those you try to avoid an accident and make a bigger accident sort of thing.
You know, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think it would go well.
Yeah, you'd be like, I did this last time. I just don't do this time. And
I think
then
there's like 100 movies about that.
Yeah, a whole other pile of troubles comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of different things.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I would, I'd do the pause button. Plus, you'd have more time to, like, learn stuff and study and, yeah, that'd be,
and
pause would be great.
Games. So many video games.
You want to play video games?
Who wants to play video games?
it's really
me. The answer's
boy.
Me. I want to play more video games. Anyway, so now that we have the tough questions out of the way, the ones that make us look like awful, awful people.
Brutally murdering babies.
And family
members.
We
are awful, awful people. Let's be clear here. This isn't like some perspective thing. We've chosen these answers for ourselves. All right, so was that the end of your list?
That's the only list I have.
Okay, we're going to pull up.
Those are the three that caught my eye.
We're going to pull up the other list then. All right, would you rather give a reason why... School should force kids to wear uniforms or school shouldn't force kids to wear uniforms?
Nope.
This sounds like a question for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Let's wait for a good one. Let's find
a good
one.
That's not a good one. Oh, how about this one? This is a good one. Go down a little bit.
Okay.
Would you rather have $100,000 real money or $1 million in Amazon gift cards?
Amazon gift cards, hands down.
I know, because you could buy everything.
Yeah, you can buy. You can't buy fresh fruit, but you could use... The money that you save by buying stuff...
If you live in Seattle, you
Yeah,
can.
That's what I'm saying. You can use the money that you save by not spending your real money on stuff to move to Seattle and have Amazon Fresh, which is also incredibly expensive. Your $1 million would go pretty quick on Amazon.
Not if you live reasonably.
That's true, if you're eating like lentils and tomatoes like we do.
Yeah. You can just have that and just live off of that forever.
Yeah,
for
that's
all
a super
food.
Easy one.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote that one in the line. What does everyone say? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's amazing that 42% of people would just rather have $100,000 real money.
That's...
I think they just want to have it so they can, like, throw it on the bed and roll around in
it. Yeah, I guess.
Because gift cards don't do the same the same thing.
Hey, would you rather live in a world where there were no problems or live in a world where you rule?
I feel like in a world where there were no problems, it'd be real boring.
It would be real boring, but I don't think I'd like to live in a world where I rule, because I don't know anything about ruling, and I would mess everything up.
Maybe you could do whatever you want.
I think I'd rather have a world where there's no problems. Yeah. You can create problems. You can pretend there's problems for a while and then not have to actually have problems.
Remember the Matrix movie when they were talking about how the robots tried to create a world where there's no problems for the people to live in, but the people didn't believe it.
Yeah. It didn't work. There's not possibly no problems.
Yeah, they're like, there's something that doesn't work because there's not any problems.
Would you rather be famous or the best friend of someone famous?
I would rather be famous.
I'd rather be the best friend of someone famous.
Well, that works out.
Because you get all the benefits. Like, you get to go to cool restaurants, I guess. What do famous people do? They just sit at home mostly, but you get to visit your friend's rich home, and you're not in the spotlight.
And that works out for both of us, because I'd be famous and you'd be my friend.
Yeah. Would I still be your friend if I was famous, or if you were famous?
Yeah.
You think you'd still like me if you had a lot of money and were famous?
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah. There'd be all sorts of girls clamoring for you, and you'd still like me?
No, they would, though.
No, it doesn't matter how you look or how you act when you have money and you're famous, girls like you. Period. Wow. Do you know what Ron Perlman looks like? Uh-huh. People have, like, big crushes on him. And that doesn't make any sense to me. But you know why? Because he's rich and he's famous. And he's funny.
He's Hellboy.
And he's Hellboy. Moving on. That looks boring.
Mm-hmm. Boring.
Boring.
Hey, everybody. We're talking about how things are boring.
There's got to be something here. Oh, would you rather be a wizard or a ninja?
Wizard.
Wizard. He can do so much more than a ninja. A ninja's just, like, real fast. What's the advantage of a ninja? Okay. Would you rather have free Starbucks for a year or free iTunes music forever?
Free Starbucks. You can always get free music other places.
Are you kidding? I'm going to choose free music. The Starbucks only lasts a year.
Yeah.
It's 1 year.
But that's one free Starbucks every day.
Or I can have free music forever without feeling guilty about stealing it.
I don't feel guilty about stealing
music.
You
should. I'd way rather have free iTunes music.
Then who gets paid for it? The artists don't get paid for that when you have free iTunes music forever.
No. I'm still under the assumption that the artist gets paid. They still get paid for downloads. They don't get paid by, like, whether I pay. They're just getting paid if I use a gift card. That's free money. Oh. Would you rather go deaf in one ear or only be able to use the internet 1 hour per week?
I'd be deaf in one ear. I'd be deaf in both ears.
You didn't even let me finish the question.
I know.
Maybe the listeners didn't hear it.
Okay, tell the listeners.
Go deaf in one ear or only be able to use the internet 1 hour per week.
That would be, I'd have to be deaf in one ear because I wouldn't be able to do my job the other way.
Okay, if you didn't have this job, if you had an off internet job.
Why would I have that?
If you did. If you had a job where you just write down numbers all day or something.
I would have.
Whatever, this is a hypothetical.
I would get a different job and
be
deaf.
So in any case, you're going to choose deaf in one ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's
if I'm deaf
plenty
in,
of people.
If I'm deaf in both ears, do I get $1 million too?
No. Why would you get $1 million for being deaf?
I don't know, because it's like deaf in one ear is like the weirdest thing to have as juxtaposed.
How
to
about
that.
This? Would you rather be deaf in both ears, just be deaf, or only be able to use the internet one hour?
I'd be deaf in both ears.
You'd choose deaf over.
Yeah, because what are you gonna do? It's not like you can watch
Read
TV.
A book. You can watch TV. You can watch TV without the internet.
No.
Do you not understand how television and internet are different things?
No, but you'd have to pay for it.
Well, yeah, but I don't understand your issue. No, I would still choose deaf, probably.
Yeah.
I know deaf people, and they're fine. Oh.
That's the same thing. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. We're just skipping through the questions without saying them.
You know what? They're boring.
Would you play Russian roulette one time with one bullet for $100 million? Hell yes. Because if
I got a 1 in 6 chance of dying, I still don't think I want to do it.
I would do that. $100 million. Because what are you going to do otherwise? You'll just be dead or you'll have $100 million. That's it.
Yeah, you get a good point. Oh, that one's really close. 51% yes, 49% no. I'm not lucky, though. I'd probably die.
Yeah, well, then you don't have to worry about having $100 million.
Would you rather get a dream vacation for 2 weeks or spend 5 days with anyone in the world, but you must stay in your hometown.
My hometown, huh? I'd like to have 5 days in my hometown.
With anyone in the world.
Yeah, with anyone in the world.
I would choose the Dream Vacation because I spent 18 years in my hometown. I don't need any more days in my hometown. Who would you pick with? Who's the anyone in the world you would spend there with?
With you.
You'd pick me? Mm-hmm. 7 billion people. You still go with me?
Yeah, well, who else am I going to go with? They don't care.
I don't think we have... I don't think you have to sacrifice a Dream Vacation for this.
Yeah, you can do both. Yeah. How about both?
I'd take the Dream Vacation and then we just still go to your hometown.
There you go.
If you're just going to pick me, the Dream Vacation is the better way to go on this one.
Is it? Is it all expenses paid either way?
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
Would you rather find true love or $10 million?
I know you're going to say $10 million because you don't give a shit about me at all.
$10 million because I already found true love.
Oh, that's... The face you're making says you didn't find true love. The face you're making says you're in pain. Would you rather always be overdressed or always be underdressed?
Underdressed. I would just love to wear my pajamas everywhere, but you won't let me.
Yeah, I know. I just don't think it's a good idea.
Why are you skipping all the good ones?
What's cuter, a baby penguin or a baby monkey?
It's a baby penguin except for that baby monkey song.
I'm going to say it's a baby monkey because we are conditioned as humans to find human-like traits in baby things cute. And a monkey's a lot like humans, so we're automatically going to think it's cuter when it, like, claws at its mom and sucks on its tit or whatever.
But do you see the baby penguin?
It's pretty cute, but I still think a baby monkey is going to be cuter. Oh. Would you rather be able to speak and write in every language or be able to read and listen in every language? So you can either write in it, but you can't understand it, like, you can't read it back. That doesn't make any sense, does it? How about this? How about you'd be able to read and write in every language or just speak and understand in every language?
I think speaking and understand would be more useful.
Yeah, you either have, like, verbal fluency or written fluency.
Yeah. I think when I have one, the other one would come close afterwards.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'd prefer to read and write because that's more difficult in the long run.
It is, yeah. And you can always communicate with somebody through writing, even if you can't talk to them. Mm-hmm. Especially on the internet, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be the richest person on the planet or immortal? I'm gonna go with richest person on the planet.
Yeah, immortal would be lame after a long time.
Yeah. How about richest person on the planet or guaranteed to live 300 years?
Only 300?
How much more
I'd still
than
be the richest
you
person.
You'd still pick
because I
person.
Could just pay somebody to make me immortal.
You can't, though. That's
why?
Because we literally don't have that technology.
Yet. By the time I'm 300, they will.
Okay, we have a richest person on the world right now, and they're not immortal. They're still mortal.
They're just not spending their money the right way.
Oh, you already do that. This is what we're laughing at. Would you rather play World of Warcraft or kill yourself?
I'd rather play World of Warcraft.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know why.
23% would rather kill themselves.
I think they're kidding.
Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader?
Can't I do both?
No, it's one or the other.
I think Yoda's got it. He's awesome.
Yeah, that breathing would get real obnoxious. You couldn't sleep in the same bed as anyone else. You'd be like, oh, cut it out with the breathing. Yoda's just like adorable sentence structure. He's like, oh, he doesn't know how to talk.
Yoda.
Would you rather be able to talk to all animals or be able to speak all foreign languages?
I think all foreign languages would be better.
Probably, I don't know.
Honestly, speaking with animals would probably make you a lot of money.
It really would.
Because you'd be like, oh no, I know exactly what this...
so much.
I know what this monkey's saying.
That would be cool.
Give me $1 million.
You know, I would pick be able to talk with all animals, because most people who learn foreign languages also know English now, too. Or most people who grow up in other countries... also know English. So I wouldn't even need to speak all the foreign languages
because
they're meeting me there. They're meeting me halfway. Oh, that's long and boring. Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or no one show up to your funeral? wedding. We're not really inviting people anyway.
We invited everyone.
I mean, we're inviting them, but we're not like...
We're not expecting anyone to show up.
I didn't invite my mom. You
didn't?
No.
You can. She would just have an awful time.
She really would. She'd hate it. Which one would you stop? 9/11 or the Holocaust? Now, on the surface, this seems like a really obvious question. But take into account that since 9/11, 9/11 changed the world and we all live in a state of terrorist fear now. Everything's different now. You can't fly on a plane without being raped. Like, everybody's afraid of terrorists and terrorism at all times. We're all conditioned to be afraid of the Middle East.
Yeah, but that's not...
I know it's not the systematic, you know, elimination of an entire race of
people. And it's not really the fault of... It's the fault of the government for saying that we should be afraid of terrorists all the time.
That's true. You know what? Even if 9/11 hadn't happened, something else probably would have.
Yeah, the Holocaust is much worse.
Yeah, I guess we'll stop the Holocaust.
I guess we'll stop the Holocaust. You sounded reluctant to stop the Holocaust.
Would you rather have mermaids be real or have unicorns be real?
Unicorns, because they will kill you with their horn.
They have, like, well, they have, like, magic blood, though, right? If you drink it, you're immortal.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we can kill a unicorn and drink its blood.
But mermaids are really cool.
So they're underwater.
They're not. They're boring.
They're underwater.
Kind of gross. Like, a
and
real
they're
mermaid,
entirely underwater.
A real mermaid would look real gross.
I'm not even going to go near the water. Why would I need to see a mermaid?
I don't know who these people are. Would you rather have infinite knowledge or infinite power?
Infinite knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. Power is not that useful.
I already thought knowledge was power.
How is this a question? Which movie's better, Harry Potter or Twilight? Let's start on the surface here. There's 8 Harry Potter movies and 4 Twilight movies. So which movies are we comparing?
Which movie is better?
Out of those 8 and 4.
And secondly, they're both books first.
Secondly, they're not even movies. They're books. Third... Really? Twilight?
The fourth? Come on. Just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't, it, don't even bother.
Would you rather be able to fly or read minds?
That's tough. Read minds.
You think so? What's your logic here?
Because you would know everything.
I think I'd be uncomfortable with the ability to read minds because and then you'd feel like you have to read everybody's mind and then you learn stuff you don't want to know. Mm-hmm. I think that would make it worse. Yeah, but you don't want to know it. You wish you hadn't known it because it's stuff
you'd rather fly.
Know. I'd way rather fly.
Where would you go with your flying?
Who cares? I could fly. I could go anywhere that's within a reasonable distance. I wouldn't have to drive anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And work is really close.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, there's a highway in the middle.
I could just fly to work. Mm-hmm. It's just right over there.
I think if people could fly, though, they'd get real fat.
You think so? Not if it takes energy to fly. Like, if your body has to expend the energy to fly.
That's true.
You might not have much muscle, but you wouldn't be real fat. Okay.
I guess you have to flap your wings real hard.
Do you have to?
Flap your arms
your wings. All those wings we have as humans. All right. Would you rather work as a cashier for the rest of your life? Or be a prostitute for 5 years.
I guess you'd make the same amount of money either way.
I think that's why the question exists.
I'd rather be a prostitute.
Really?
Yeah, for 5 years? Shoot, and then I could retire?
You do realize most male prostitutes are gay. You'd be a gay prostitute?
No.
Would you?
That's not the question.
Okay, let me change the question. Would you rather work as a cashier for the rest of your life
mm-hmm.
or be a gay prostitute for 5 years? Hard question, isn't it?
See, now it's a hard question.
Mm-hmm. I would still choose prostitute, probably. No, you know what? It really depends on the level of prostitute. If I'm going to be in, like, a nice brothel, like, I could probably handle that. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to be on the streets, probably not so much.
It depends on where I'm a cashier. Like, if it's Walmart, fuck that.
It's Walmart.
No.
It's Target.
How about this? I would just not work.
It's tough.
I would be
a
bum.
You have to choose.
No. I could choose to not do either and be a bum and live on the streets.
Opt out. You know what? I'm bored with these now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do we have another one? Another questions? What was like those Would you rather be a miserable genius or a happy moron?
A miserable genius. Yeah. Already am.
Already are. Well, you're pretty happy with yourself, aren't you?
There's this other website, willyoupressthebutton.com. It's like a really good thing and then like a conditional thing. So you're able to make a comfortable living doing nothing but playing games professionally for the rest of your life, but you will forever be a virgin. If you've already lost your virginity, all your memories of having had sex are erased.
Oh.
Those who you've slept with will also forget doing so.
That would be awesome. Yes.
You're like, I don't have to have sex and I get to play games
forever? That would
forever?
Save me a lot of problems, yes.
What?
Yeah.
How many problems do you have relating directly to sex? Do you have a lot of problems? We need to talk about this?
No. It would just... There was a whole point in my life that I'd rather forget, and that would help.
Oh, okay. I guess it would, wouldn't it? All right, next.
Okay.
Okay, fine. We have... Magic exists, and you are the most powerful of the mages.
Mm-hmm.
But... You have to vow to never harm or kill a living creature, even if it's for self-defense.
Does that include steak?
It says living creature.
So, it doesn't.
So if someone else kills it, you're fine.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
But for even if in self-defense. So if there's, like, another powerful mage, like the second most powerful one tries to kill you, you just have to die.
No, I don't have to die. I can put up a shield.
No. Oh, I guess you could. Maybe.
Or I could just put him in stasis. He's not hurt.
All right,
not
we'll press that button. We'll pull the trigger on that one.
Yeah.
32% of people said they would do that.
Well, they just haven't thought it through all the way. Everyone can spell the word believe wrong.
Everyone believes everything you say all the time, but you're unable to tell the truth ever again. So
no,
you have to lie in everything you do. You won't do that one.
Nah, that's dumb.
I won't do that one either. That's boring. Next. You become the best cook in the world, but you can't eat any of the food that you've cooked.
Okay, so how would I... Oh, you just have to cook for me. That's okay.
No, but you cook the best food in the world, but you don't get to eat any of it.
Yeah. But you can just cook. You can just make me a
sandwich. But you have to, like, sit in the kitchen and be like, look how great a food I cook. Mm-hmm. I guess this, you know what, though? The second best cook in the world's probably still good enough.
Yeah.
I'm not the second best cook in the world.
It doesn't matter. You can make me sandwiches all day, and I will cook you fancy food.
Okay. That's a good trade-off.
You make me whatever I want.
Yeah, that's true. You're like...
I'll make you whatever I want.
You're really easy when it comes to food.
Yeah, I'd be like, give me a sandwich.
You'll eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
No, what won't you eat?
Quinoa.
You've eaten quinoa, though.
Yeah, but it's gross.
You didn't have trouble with it. You had it in meatloaf, and you didn't care.
It just wasn't.
You also won't eat black olives.
Yeah,
there's other food
gross.
You won't eat, too. What other food won't you eat?
I don't like mushrooms that much.
You don't love mushrooms. Don't that's
love
true.
Them.
But you'll eat them.
I'll eat them.
But you don't like a mushroom-based dish. You're not going to pick it.
Yeah.
What else don't you like?
I don't know.
I don't like tuna.
Yeah.
I like raw tuna. I don't like cooked tuna, because it's real gross. Mm-hmm. Canned tuna. It's pretty nasty.
I don't like freshwater fish.
Yeah. I like freshwater fish cooked correctly.
I guess I haven't had it.
And if they're not, like, too fishy. Like, sometimes they get too fishy and it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be way, way anti-broccoli. Now I'm just, like, I'm less anti-broccoli.
Just, like, whatever broccoli.
Yeah, like, I don't love broccoli, but we're okay now. I'll eat it if it's in stuff. I don't, like, work around it. I used to work around it. Get real mad about it.
Okay.
Cauliflower I'm fine with. I had cauliflower for dinner tonight. Like 5 years ago, that would have been insane.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing opinions. Are you getting tired?
Oh, it's my bedtime.
It is.
But let's keep going with the next question. I'm just bored with this one.
10:15 p.m., by the way, and it is past his bedtime. Okay, we got time for one more question. Let me find a good one. We will press the button on being a good cook. That's dumb. That's dumb. Come on. Oh my god, this is so stupid. Let's get a good one. You should say something. You should talk, because now I'm
How about this?
Okay, we'll end on this one.
Oh no.
Last question. You get a lifetime supply of pie. Now, I'm assuming this is any pie you want at will. Any kind of pie.
Cake pie?
But you can never have cake again.
But what if it's cake pie?
Nope. That's not pie, that's cake.
No, it's pie. No. It's called pie.
It's not, though. Mm. And you're cheating the rules, and let's just answer the question
as asked. Does cheesecake count as pie?
It counts as pie.
Okay.
Because it's a custard.
It's closer free, to a, it's closer free to a pie. Lifetime supply of pie. So I can eat pie all the time forever and not have to pay for it.
Yes, but you don't ever get to eat cake.
Fine. Again. No I'll chocolate have a birthday cake. Pie.
No chocolate
I'll
cake.
I'll have a
ever
chocolate
again.
Pie.
You're going to miss cake.
Yeah, but I'm also going to have free pie forever.
All right, we'll push the button on that one. Who shares this with you? Who says they want a lifetime supply of pie? Wow. 55% of people were like, they won't give up their cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
I mean, I like cake, but I like free pie more than I like cake.
Yeah.
Like, if I have to pay for cake and or get free pie every time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. I don't like pie as much as I like cake. I'm going to pick cake every day in that one. But, oh, Jell-O or pudding, by the way. That's a classic conundrum as well.
Oh,
prefer
pudding.
Jell-O or pudding. Yeah, I know. Some Ooh. People like Jell-O. Do you know people
I mean,
like Jell-O?
I mean, Jell-O's okay, but if no, you have gross. A bowl of chocolate pudding or a bowl of, like, green Jell-O, it's chocolate pudding every time.
All right. Well, it's your bedtime, so let's get you to bed.
Good night.
Get you to sleep.
Mm-hmm. You're going to tuck me in?
I'll tuck you right in.
And you're going
to
stay
the sheets,
up?
Push the sheets up around you and be like, good night.
Okay,
yes, I will
bye.
Stay up real late. Goodbye. Thank you for tuning in, and goodbye.